and welcome to Mailbox. First of all, we would like to thank you for your lovely emails wishing Radio Prague a happy 80th anniversary and the multitude of reception reports sent in by those who tuned into the special broadcast on August the 31st on shortwave, but also on the internet. Your verification QSL cards are on their way. We received mail from all over the world, from old-time listeners from Armenia, Poland, India, United States, Germany, Canada, England and Sweden, who shared their memories of listening to Radio Prague. Robert LaRose from California wrote,
"When I was young and lived in New York, I used to listen to Radio Prague regularly on shortwave, including during the dark days of 1968. I received several interesting magazines and picture cards. This led to a desire to visit Prague, and indeed I have been able to visit several times in the years since. The special shortwave programme today from Armenia at 2000 UTC on 9885 kHz was received through a remote receiver in the Netherlands. As you can hear in the recording, reception was very good. I have to say that I was disappointed that the programme did not contain more about the actual history of Radio Prague."
Alan Holder from England writes,
"I was surprised and delighted when I heard the news on the internet that you will be returning to shortwave radio for one day on the 80th anniversary of your first broadcast. I first started listening and writing to your station in 1969 and well remember the programmes and announcers from those days. Of course, much of the programming was propaganda from the socialist regime, but there were also many interesting cultural and music programmes to be enjoyed. I listened continually throughout the following years. It was a sad day when you discontinued your shortwave radio broadcasts in favour of the internet. I have not listened since that day, for I just cannot bring myself to listen to radio via this means. The computer offers too much in the way of distractions, and instead of concentrating on the radio programme, it is so easy to find myself checking emails or surfing the web."
This email came from Klaus Olsson from Sweden.
"Last Wednesday, I had the great pleasure to listen to your anniversary programme. Nice to hear you back on the airwaves after so many years. Back in time, I often listened to Radio Prague on shortwave. My first QSL from you is from September 1983 on 7,345 kHz.
Thank you again for your emails as well as your comments on our Facebook page. Now on to our regular monthly quiz. I'm glad you didn't let the wrong date in the question confuse you. My apologies and thank you for pointing it out to me. Vladimir Gudzenko from Russia sent in this answer.
Jakub Edward Polak, born about 200 years ago into a modest Jewish family near Prague, studied medicine in Prague and Vienna and became doctor in 1945 in Vienna. Then he decided to give up his practice and began further studies. In 1951, Polak leaves Austria-Hungary and arrives in Tehran upon the invitation of a Persian minister, where he studied at the military school. He studied French and then Farsi for 6 months. In Iran, he founded a clinic and had Iranian followers. The author of several books published in Farsi from 1855 to 1860, served as a personal physician of Nasser al-Din Shah, the Persian monarch. In 1860, he returned to Vienna.
Chang Chuang Meng from China wrote,
"Polak created the modern Persian medical terminology, though a complete bibliography of his medical writings in Persian has yet to be compiled. He also played a leading role in the representation of Persia at the 1873 Vienna World's Fair."
This answer is from Hans Werner Lollicke from Denmark.
"The Persian Prime Minister invited lecturers from Vienna to come to his country and teach at a new Western-style university in Dar ul-Fonon. Polak went in 1851. He started to teach with a translator, but very soon he learned to speak Farsi and taught in the local language. He became the personal doctor of the Shah. He was interested in all aspects of life and history in Persia. He is considered the founder of modern Persian medicine. In 1860, he returned to Vienna and taught at the university, but also worked to maintain relations between his homeland and Persia. He wrote several books about his life in Persia and even edited a dictionary. He was honoured in both countries. His grave is to be found in the Central Cemetery in Vienna."
Radhakrishna Pillai from India wrote,
Dr. Jakob Eduard Polak was born into a Jewish family in Bohemia on 12th November 1818. He studied philosophy and medicine in Prague and Vienna, where he obtained a degree in medicine and surgery and was trained in obstetrics and gynaecology. After 1845, he worked for a year at Vienna's General Hospital and was then for 2 years factory physician in a sugar refinery plant in Kolbalk in Moravia. From 1848 to 1849, he was again employed at Vienna's General Hospital. He came to Iran on November 24, 1851, and was initially appointed as a teacher of medicine and surgery at Dal al-Fonon's medical school. In 1855, Dr. Polak was elected as the king's physician at the court of Nasser ad-Din Shah Qaya. He spent 9 years in Iran. He learnt Persian and acquainted himself with Iranian literature and culture. He summarised his experience in the study Persian Dastland und seine Bewohner, which belongs to the outstanding ethnographic works of the 19th century Iran.
And finally, Jayanta Chakrabarti from India sent in a detailed biography of Jakob Eduard Polak.
Polak understood the importance of healthcare of soldiers as a crucial ingredient of modern warfare. Thus, he geared Dal al-Fonum towards military training where both Western and traditional medicines were used, and also initiated raising a new cadre of army doctors without antagonising the established healthcare system of the country. His contributions towards modernising Iranian medical care system include regular operation for removal of bladder stones after making patients unconscious and performing post-mortem autopsy, things which were unheard of in Iran. He also introduced the dissection of human anatomy for medical study purposes. He learned Persian and even wrote medical textbooks in this language to facilitate his endeavour.
Many thanks for your well-researched answers. And this time, the Radio Prague prize goes to Russia, to our regular contributor, Vladimir Gudzenko. Congratulations. And here's a new mystery Czech for the coming weeks. Please send us the name of the Czech music critic and philosopher who was born in 1766 in the central Bohemian town of Satská and died in Vienna in 1849. He wrote the first biography of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, which to this day remains a valued source of information about the Austrian composer. If you want to be included in the lucky draw, your answers need to reach us by October the 5th at the usual address, english@radio.cz. That is also the address for your questions, comments and reception reports. You can also leave us a comment on Radio Prague's Facebook page or follow our Twitter account. Until next month, happy listening and take care.